Something for the Girls, another all-star salute to Waves in Navy Blue. In our Navy spotlight, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, ready to bring you a typical Waring assortment of words and music for everybody's pleasure. And here's your musical host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. The Pennsylvanians always welcome a chance to play for the Navy, especially for the women in blue, the Waves. We'll open the program with Holiday for Strings. Now that we've saluted all the Waves, here's a special nod for the girls attending the Navy's training school for link trainers at the Naval Air Station in Atlanta, Georgia. Jane Wilson and the Glee Club sing Falling in Love with Love. One of the big problems that face some girls who are thinking about joining the Waves is, will I get a job after the war? To answer that, we have one of the world's greatest living experts on this problem, a Wave who was faced with exactly that question before she joined. She is Isabel Kane. Now, how about it, Isabel?
It's going to be easy for a Wave to get a job after the war, Mr. Waring. We have attended schools which gave us special training. Some of these schools have trained us in work which would otherwise be closed to us as civilians. Add to this the significance of important details, such as poise, bearing, the ability to master small emergencies, the opportunity to travel and meet new people. A girl who has these qualities is just naturally better able to accept responsibility and think things through herself.
Well, that sounds like career insurance to me, Isabel.
That's exactly what it is. The main reason for enlistment today is to win the war. But you can be practical as well as patriotic in joining the Waves, because the Waves gives you a better chance for a better job after the war.
And girls between 20 and 36 not engaged in war work can find out about those better jobs right now by doing what, Isabel?
By writing for the booklet that tells you how to become a Wave. The story of you in navy blue. Write to Waves, Washington 25, D.C. You'll receive your free copy of it by return mail.
Thank you, Isabel Kane. You're to be congratulated on your decision to serve your country in the trim blue uniform of our Navy. Glad you're aboard. You're strictly 4-0. If you are eligible to join the Waves, give it some serious thought. There is no way in which a woman can render a finer, more patriotic service to her country. Write Waves, Washington 25, D.C. That's an address to remember. Now, a song to remember. The always beautiful Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. The Glee Club sings.
Someday you'll find love.
So long, everyone, and thanks again for coming. And girls, once more, find out how easy it is to join the waves. Write for the Navy's new booklet, The Story of You in Navy Blue. It tells you all about the waves and how to join. Write to Waves, Washington, 25, D.C. That's Waves, Washington, 25, D.C.
Thank you, Fred Waring and your Pennsylvanians, for volunteering to appear on our program. And now, this is Don Craig signing off in behalf of the Women's Reserve of the United States Navy. Listen in for another star-studded program of Something for the Girls, featuring your favorite entertainment personalities in salute to the women in blue, America's first ladies, who put their country above their comfort. And now, a further word for you.